today on Real Radio.
Whenever God intervenes in our lives as believers or in a church or in a nation, it's always biblically recognizable. Does that make sense? Biblically, you say, what do you mean? There'll be similarities. As a child of God, God would say to you, listen, I'm going to work a work in your life and it will be biblically recognizable.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called God's Word is Always True, Part 2, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and to the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to him so that he could continue to bless them. Now, Isaiah is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In part one of this message from Isaiah chapter 7, we were reminded of how God is bound to his word and that his word is true and it lasts forever. God also values his word above his own name. And when Judah faces war from the north, Isaiah tells them not to panic or to lose heart. God will not allow the invasion to happen. God's protection has been promised to no other nation than Israel. And plans to ultimately destroy Israel, well, they're never going to succeed. Now in part two, we'll continue to see God's faithfulness in keeping his promises. So today, on day three of this lesson, Pastor Jack reminds us that our calling is from God. We are to decrease as God increases. And when considering all that we do, we're to ask ourselves if our decisions are biblically recognizable. But when leadership is corrupt and goes against God's word, God intervenes, especially when it has to do with Israel. And now continuing his lesson called God's Word is Always True, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When somebody shows up on the scene or when somebody says, I'll come and speak, but I need to have this kind of drink in my hotel room, this kind of a hotel, this kind of desserts, this kind of person is not going to speak here. It's not going to happen. Not while I'm here. It's not going to happen. It's a bizarre thing. Watch out for authority. It's my opinion, Lisa and I, we talk about this a lot because we see how it ruins people. Lisa and I will often talk about how very few people that we've experienced in life, very few people can handle authority. Very few. And you know people are unable to handle it when they get authority and then a week later they're bossing people around. That's not Jesus. That's not the Spirit of God. They can't handle it. Well, because I said so, that's why. That's not God. You need to submit to me. I'm a servant of God. Wait a minute. Isn't that the only way around? Aren't you supposed to serve me? Listen, pastors are on staff here to serve you. Look, let's be honest. The calling is from God. Pastors and ministers and deacons and people who sign up to serve are saying, I'm decreasing. This is how we practically increase Christ. I decrease as he increases. That's what John the Baptist said. And how do you do that? By serving the flock. You pour your heart out for the flock. You take care of the flock, not yourself. And in many places, churches are being prostituted by its leadership. David wasn't like that. You know what's sad, you guys? This guy, Ahaz, he's a descendant of David. Some kind of baton didn't get passed down all the way. Somebody dropped it along the way. God will interrupt a nation like that. He'll interrupt a person like that. Listen, when God intervenes in our lives or in the affairs of men, it's always biblically recognizable. I want you to hear that. Whenever God intervenes in our lives as believers or in a church or in a nation, it's always biblically recognizable. Does that make sense? Biblically, you say, what do you mean? There'll be similarities of what happened, for example, with Persia, or whatever happened to Israel, or whatever happened to Babylon. If it's happening in the 21st century, you could say, oh, you know what? That nation's taken the direction of that ancient nation. It'll be biblically recognizable. What's happening in my life? Stop and see if it's biblically recognizable. I got a letter from someone this week, two weeks ago, and the letter was saying that the person, the family, they had been offered a job. They'd been offered a job. It was more money than here. They moved out of state, and it turned out to be a disaster on all fronts. They couldn't find a church. They couldn't, the job situation with the boss was horrific. The whole thing was just a disaster. And now they're trying to come back to what they know is familiar. And I have to answer that. I have to respond. I haven't responded yet. What do I say? What would you say? Would you say, well, did you pray about it before you went? Of course you'll say that. And the next question would be, what answer did you get when you prayed about it? That's a normal thing to ask, isn't it? What you're fishing for? You're wanting them to answer you by saying, well, the Lord gave us these scriptures, we had these things, the Lord showed us these confirmations. Well, then I would say to them, then stay there. Stay there. If God made it very clear. But listen, what kind of a picture are we sending our kids or the world when it must be God, I'm going to make more money there. And you go and you find out there's no Bible teaching churches here. My boss is Satan himself. And the house that was supposed to be three bedroom house, it was actually a three closet house. And we can't stand it here. Whoa. The way you got there was dollar signs. They offered us more money. Is that how you make your decisions? Then, listen, as a child of God, God would say to you, listen, I'm going to work a work in your life, and it will be biblically recognizable. You should have said what I told you in James, God is saying, that we will go here and do thus and so if the Lord wills. But dear friends, whatever decision you have before you to make, it better be biblically recognizable. So when somebody says, why did we decide on this? Or why did you do that? You need to be able to go like this, because look what it says here. I know this is going to sound crazy, but there's times when, example, a pastor might come to me and say, why did you decide that? I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I... And here's the fun part. It's like, I can say, I don't like it either. I'm with you. Well, why did we do this? Because the Lord had been beating it into my head for 2 weeks, and I didn't want to do it either. I still don't want to do it. Listen, think of that for a moment. Imagine a husband turning to his wife and saying, sweetheart, God is calling us to Detroit. No, not Detroit. I don't want to go to Detroit either, he might say to her. But the Lord's made it so clear. Then she comes back and says, she should anyway, listen, we're going to take these evenings when we get home from work, and you're going to show me how God talked to you, how God showed you. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to make sure that this happens in your life. If your wife or your husband comes home and says, the Lord showed me something today. What is it? We're moving to Detroit. Don't pack a thing. Well, isn't she supposed to submit to me? Not like that. You follow Jesus, she'll happily submit. But if you come off the wall with, they're offering more money in Detroit, then who's speaking? God or mammon? What idol is doing the talking? It's very dangerous. We are so not going to make it through this study tonight. When God intervenes in the affairs of men, he does things like this. Watch, God intervenes. And I'll show you. So simple. It's almost crazy. How is God going to intervene in the affairs of men? Well, number one, the going forth of the gospel. Did he not say it was going to happen? In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, the Bible says, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Listen, that If somebody says, I'm going to go preach the gospel, God has shown me this, God has spoken to me, and he's given me all these scriptures. When you have God's word on it, when God intervenes in the affairs of men, that's the type of example we're talking about. It's biblically laid out and clear. When God intervenes in the affairs of men, for example, listen to this. This is very timely. You look at the nation of Israel. Things are going to get, listen, watch this. God's going to intervene. Things are going to get really, really good for Israel in the near future. And then they're going to have 3.5 years out of the 7, 3.5 years of horrific suffering. Jesus said, unlike any other time in the history of mankind. And only a remnant of the Jews will be saved alive at the time of the second coming. Wow, that's what the Bible says. So here's the thing. When you look at the world around you, biblically recognizing something, you consider the nation Israel. You got to step back and say, wow, that's biblical. And what's going on in the world regarding Israel? It's biblical. Amazing. You say, what would you hang your hat on that? Well, much of scripture, but Zechariah 12:2 says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the nations around about them when they, that is the nations, shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone to all the nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people or all the nations of the earth be gathered together against it. So what do I know from this? I know when God intervenes, he's going to do it biblically in my life or in the existence of Israel. And he says to the world, the world is going to get in deep trouble for messing with Jerusalem, for messing with Israel. It's biblically recognizable. We're hearing right now, did you see the news this week? Biblically recognizable. Right? You can go to chapter verse of the Bible. What? Regarding current events. What are they? That our college campuses, look, I got to tell you right now, don't send your kids to college. So I'm sure. Number one, they don't come out any smarter. That's a fact. So don't tell me that you got to send them there to get smart. The big thing in college, syphilis, venereal disease, drunkenness, loss of faith for those who are Christians. They just give up on God completely. And they're shipwrecked of reason. And this is epidemic. Look what's going on. Look what's happening on their college and university campuses. And you're going to pay the system to do this to your kid? No, there's other schools to send your kid to. But don't drink the Kool-Aid. That this is the way it has to be. And listen, I don't know about you, but is your child's health and welfare and faith more important to you than them? Maybe, it's pretty rare, but maybe surviving 4 years of university in America and being indoctrinated with stuff that has nothing to do with them learning engineering or medicine? We've got students going to college classes in this church, and the professors are not even teaching the topic. Completely off topic. Oh, let's talk about this book. An engineering class about this, sexual exploits of somebody. In engineering. Unbelievable to me. But the American parent will just dole out the money. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I've probably ruined your life by now. You know what we'll do with the little brief time I have remaining, because I didn't answer this question last week and it is in my notes, you guys. So many of you were so sweet to get a hold of me and say, for example, when God intervenes in the affairs of men, we have another one being lived out tonight in the world around us, I should say, and that is this marriage with Russia and Persia. So how do you know? How do we come to that as a being biblically recognizable? Well, look again, and I'll be faithful this time to do it because it's in red on my notes. Ezekiel 38, now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog in the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. All of those regions, by the way, have always been the region of where Russia is today. And prophesy against him and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya are all with them, all of them with shields and helmet. Verse 6, Gomer, that's the most easterly areas of the eastern regions of Eastern Europe. And all of its troops, the house of Togomar, that's the ancient land of the Armenians and of the Turks today. And from the far north, all of his troops, many people are with you. Verse 7, listen, here it is. Verse 7, be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. Circle the word guard. The word guard means one who guards them, one who provides for them, one who gives them deposits. The word means to invest in or to supply for them, to watch over them with an allegiance. That's an interesting word. It means to watch over a group with an allegiance to provide for them. See, that's shocking. Those nations listed, those people groups listed, who's going to provide for them? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to be a supplier to them? Gog is, G-O-G, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. And I'll leave you on this very controversial, exciting thing to contemplate. When God intervenes in the affairs of men and in your life and mine, it's biblically recognizable. Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. It's where the Soviet Union has always been. It's where Russia is now today. And the lands mentioned, look at, there's not much left of the imagination. Persia, where's Persia? Persia is Iran and parts of Iraq. Ancient Persia during Ezekiel's day. Ethiopia is the northern portion of Africa. Libya, the north central part of Africa. Isn't that amazing? Now look, first slide, you guys. I think we have like three slides. This is interesting. Russia confirms sale of advanced anti-aircraft missiles to Iran. The word here regarding this invasion, if you read Ezekiel 38, it's all about these nations attacking Israel. It tells you, read the chapter. They're going to come against Israel. And this furthermost nation is going to be a supplier. The word is one who makes deposits, one who watches over them, one who's committed to them in resources. And you might say, well, I think, you know, you could be using this article to back up the verse. Listen, I'm not even going to go that far to even say such a thing. All I'm saying is, isn't it interesting? I'm not saying this is fulfillment. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, isn't it interesting that in the news, Russia is talking about selling anti-aircraft missiles to Persia? They're already selling tanks and everything else to Persia. Next slide. Russia-Iran arms trade. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations. You ought to read that. You can read about the legal the document where Russia has signed a legal document committed to supply weaponry to Persia. You know, you guys know what I'm saying about Iran as Persia, right? You got that? Everybody got that? Oh, by the way, let's take a look just for fun. I didn't even do this. What kinds of arms does Russia sell to Iran? That's interesting because that's in the present tense. Again, this is not a religious or Christian website. What is the history of Russian-Iranian arms sales? What explains Russia's emergence as Iran's chief supplier? I'm not kidding. I didn't even read that until just now. That's the word guard. Next slide. That's amazing. I'm not saying that's the fulfillment. I'm saying, what a coincidence. Russia offers to sell didn't we just look at that? Oh, that's a different, that's the London, England, The Guardian. Those are very sophisticated missile launchers right there. Interesting, huh? Here's your Bible. Talks about these things. When God intervenes in the affairs of men, it's biblically recognizable. We'll pick this up next time together, and I'd like to promise you that we will finish chapter 7 next week. We have to get eventually to verse 14, which is the great messianic prophecy. Isaiah 7:14, the announcement of the coming of the Messiah through virgin birth. Father, we thank you for your truth and for the power of your word. We are so, Lord, I am just so humbled by the magnitude of the Bible. We have it in print, we have it on paper, in ink, but the amazing thing is, even if these were all to be dissolved by fire or by age, the book disappears. Every word that's in this Bible is spiritually, eternally true. And you've given it to us to trust you, to not be like Ahaz and lean upon the promises of someone else, to search and find the answer or resolution or some sort of defense from the promises of man. Lord, I wonder how many times in our lives when something happens and, for example, we can't afford it, do we pull out the idol and charge it rather than hear you say no or not now, later? Or when you say to us, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And we struggle with that. And then we hear somebody say, oh, I'll pick you up at 4. And we don't even bat the eye of who we're really trusting. Lord, may we trust you more. May all of us as believers tonight trust you more. Trust you with our lives, our husbands, our wives, our children, our parents, our health, this church, our nation, our state. Dear God in heaven, we pray tonight as believers. We believe, Lord. Help us against our unbelief.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a message called God's Word is Always True, Part 2. Thanks for taking the time to listen today. And let's not be an Ahaz, but instead, let's put our trust in God and in His Word. God's Word is Always True, Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, The Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before He was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, it's God's grace that allows us to come to Him. It's not through our own efforts, but through faith that we can receive eternal life in heaven. Most of us as Christians already know this, but still, we often try to earn our salvation through our works, or we forget what it truly means to know God and His plan for our lives. That's why Pastor Jack has a tab at his website called Know God. That's at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. The Know God tab provides specific information on what your commitment to Christ is all about. The Know God tab is also a great witnessing tool for sharing Christ with others. It tells you exactly what happened when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and how to move forward in your life as a believer. And if you've recently made the decision to follow Jesus Christ, we'd like to hear about it. Click on the tab called Connect at the reallifewithjackhibbs.org website, and be sure to let us know of your step of faith so we can praise the Lord along with you. That's the Connect tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And by the way, you know, we don't ask for money here on this program, but we do want to let you know that this ministry is supported by our listeners, folks that listen to this radio show. Lots of ways to donate. If you feel led from the Lord to go ahead and donate, why don't you do that? Go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Donate tab. Our phone number, if you should need it, is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Also, the address, P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.